Somebody might say, well, I don't want to die daily. I don't want to die daily. I don't understand why I have to die daily. You might be resisting that, but think about it. The Bible talks about judge yourself lest you be judged. If you save your life, you'll lose it. If you lose your life, you'll save it. Now think about this for a second. If you don't die daily, you're still going to be cut, but you're going to be cut by the universe, by God, by the devil, whatever method he needs to cut you with. But if you die daily, you're in tune with the universe. You're in tune with God. You're in tune with everything. And so you're going to be better off dying to your own will, your own understanding, dying to yourself daily, than you are by resisting it and hating it. If you hate it, it's a sacrificial redemptive system. By dying to yourself, whatever it is, it's contrary to the old Adam. I know that. It's contrary. But it's also the best thing for you. Sometimes you got to sacrifice. You might have to you might have to eat beans and rice for 30 days. You might have to study hard to learn a new trade. I had to sacrifice for 2 weeks to understand options. And I still don't understand it all, but I understand enough. I had to sacrifice 2 weeks of my life every day watching video after video after video after video. 100 hours of just watching every video I could find. And some of the videos were people a lot younger than me, but I learned from them. You learn from everybody if you're willing to die to your own pride, you know. Some of those videos I could have said, oh, I'm not listening to them. They're 20 years old. I'm not listening to them. But I didn't do that. I died to my own pride. And then I watched some videos with some of these people that have a lot of experience that they started trading when they were 20. And now they're like 50 or so, and they've been trading for 30 years. And these guys know what they're talking about. They've been through it. Sacrifice. Suffering. Sometimes you have to suffer some things, you know. You have to stretch your mind. I mean, it's like when you, it's kind of like when you go from algebra to calculus, it blows your mind. It just doesn't make sense. And so when you're trying to learn, you trade the stocks is hard enough at first. And then when you have to move over to understanding how options work, that's another stretch, you know? Stretching your mind. And I went straight to, I didn't do paper trading. I went straight to live trading, putting it all on the line, you know. Because when you put it on the line, when you got $1,000 on the line, you're going to really figure out how to make it work, you know. Or if you got $5,000 on the line, you're going to try to figure out how to keep that $5,000 without losing it, you know. And so, long story short, dying daily is better than the universe having to cut you. Now, there's things that you're gonna still go through that you might say, well, I'm dying daily. I'm trying to die daily, and I still get cut with stuff. Yeah, because you don't even know your own heart. God knows your heart. He knows how the heart of man is deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? If God showed you your true heart, your true nature, you'd probably jump off a bridge. You probably couldn't stand yourself. When you see so when I was working with the phone company, I started seeing all those people were evil. You know, I would work on their phone and they'd be two-faced, you know. And I realized, well, I shouldn't even be listening. That's just as bad, really. But I was just as evil as them. But God had to show me the evil in everybody else before I saw the evil in myself, you know. And so we're all evil to the core till God saves us, gives us a new heart, and then he starts to change us from our from our old Adam, from our insanity, our con artist tendencies, our manipulation tendencies, our whatever tendencies that we have. It could be revenge, it could be living in the past, it could be bitterness, whatever it is. God has to cut us and change us. I've been looking at that house for a long time, and it used to be nice. Now it's starting to go down. Look at the mail. Well, you can't. I'm out on, not on video. I'm on recording. But there's a house beside me. Their mailbox is dilapidated. Their porch is hanging. But it used to be a nice house, and it still could be, but it's falling apart. I can't talk because I got a lot of work to do on mine, but it's like it used to be a super nice house. Now it's falling apart. It's sad. But anyway, I don't want to die daily. You got to die daily if you're going to make it. And if you don't, you're going to get cut anyway. You might as well die daily. God is going to cut you. The universe is going to cut you because the flesh mind has to be cut out. And the harder people resist, see, what happens is the New Age people and the Queen Beast people, they realize what's happening in a way, not completely. So they can't make it. They don't understand about it. So they got to create flying monkeys to support them. So they get the flying monkeys to die and to sacrifice. But they can't sacrifice enough because it's not built into them. They want to be queen bee, you know. They don't want to sacrifice, they want you to sacrifice. But it never works out for them. They think it is, but it don't. It might last for a little while, but it always comes to an end.